Football on Off the Ball.
As I've mentioned before, it's only gave me a taste for more, whether that be with Ireland or with club football or whatever the case may be.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
All right, so Ireland have their first home game of the Six Nations on Sunday. They take on Italy at Energia Park. Former Ireland international Jeanette Feary is on the line. Good evening, Jeanette.
Well, Nathan, how are you?
Very well. So last week, Ireland beaten by France, 38-17, and by all accounts, a much improved performance from what we saw at last year's Six Nations Championship. Resorted a lot to the kicking game and defensively were very well set up. I guess going back to an old cliche about things like this, it's the easiest thing for a coach to do is to set up a team defensively to make it difficult for the opposition. The hard bit then is to go and have a game plan where you can go and win a game. They need to be able to flip quite considerably this week, the game plan from last week, if they're to beat Italy, or do they?
Well, I suppose coming off of last year and getting a wooden spoon, there was defence is probably the first thing that you need to look at. Haven't conceded so much and I suppose scored so little. So Danaher coming in and in the last few weeks has kind of worked on the defensive side of things. And I mean, they still conceded 38 points. So I suppose it's important to keep that in the back of the mind. But I suppose it was the intensity, the clinicalness that they were making the tackles. The fact, I suppose, there was the want, the desire to keep making the tackles despite the continued pressure coming from France. Going back to your question, do we need to flip the game plan from kicking? I suppose it needs to be considered we were playing two-thirds of the game in our own half. Kicking was the right thing to do. It was the sensible thing to do. Playing against Italy now, they'll probably look to play it a bit more in hand. They'll probably have a bit more territory. They'll hopefully look to kind of get it wide a bit more. But if it's serving them well, I suppose keep doing what works.
That enthusiasm for work, even at the end of the game that you speak about there, does that suggest that maybe the mental reset that the players needed to make after last year's Six Nations and the huge disappointment of the wooden spoon, that you know, this is as bad as it can get, that actually they've made that they're not feeling sorry for themselves, there's no sense of this is just never going to happen for us, that actually mentally now they're in a very different place from maybe where they were 10 months ago when last year's Six Nations finished?
Yeah, I suppose a new coaching setup coming in has probably allowed that as well. Scott Beamon seems like an extremely positive man. He was over with them in the WXV over in Dubai where they won the WXV 3. So I suppose those three games over there probably kind of got them into the winning mentality, got the few kind of big wins and then the tough game against Spain in the last round to win the tournament out. But I suppose coming off the back of so many losses, a few years of poor performances, to get those wins was probably important for them. But that feeds into your kind of when you go out onto the pitch, what you're representing, kind of upping your game that little bit, which just wasn't there last year. Last year they were flying off tackles. They weren't very clinical with what they were doing. There didn't seem a lot of clarity around their defensive setup. On Saturday, again, important to consider, they did concede 38 points, but there was a huge amount more aggressiveness in what they were doing. There was kind of working together, a lot of collaboration. Sam Monaghan talked the week before the French game about these connections, and you could see a lot of double hits going in, players not kind of diving into rucks that were lost and kind of getting back up on their feet, and that desire to keep going. And again, like I suppose in commentary, it was kind of mentioned that maybe we're going to die on our feet for the last 20 minutes of the game. But our two tries came in the last 10 minutes. One of them was from Amol, which I suppose is something that they could use this weekend if our line out is functioning well. And the other one, just pure desire from Aoife Dalton, getting up in the French faces. Now, France overplaying it, which they were guilty of on numerous occasions in the match, but still to be up in the face, getting the getting on the ball and getting the try was really impressive in the last couple of minutes.
One of the real positives for the group was the return of Bevan Parsons after, you know, successful period with the sevens, getting her back to 15s rugby. Again, she didn't see a huge amount of the ball against France, which is maybe understandable. How this week do they get that balance of maintaining the good parts of the kicking game, but also getting Bevan Parsons on the ball in dangerous areas more often?
Well, I suppose hopefully we'll have a bit more territory, a bit more possession. You know, when you're playing a team like France and playing the likes of England, you have to adjust your game plan because they're so physically strong. They're so, their hands are so good. They're going to get around you. So you have to adjust what you're doing in order to kind of counteract it as best you can. We'd be hoping that the likes of Italy, the likes of Scotland, the likes of Wales would be on a more level pegging with where we're at, that we'll have that bit more territory where we can kind of even vary up our kicking game if we are going to use it. I think the majority of our kicks the last day were long kicks, getting us out of the danger area. Italy, on the other hand, against England, did use a lot of tactical kicking. So I suppose something to be wary of coming into this again, but also something that we could implement ourselves. In terms of varying up the game plan, getting Parsons into the game, I suppose she needs to kind of get involved a little bit more as well. She's such a phenomenal player, bringing her in kind of on soft shoulders in the middle of the park. Aoife Higgins, Aoife Dalton, two fantastic centres, and I kind of feel like they're going to be a really dominant partnership if they keep playing together, and I suppose that's a really important thing, that they keep playing together. But Aoife has a really good head on her. Getting Bevan in off her shoulder, I think, would work really, really well. But I suppose it's that kind of want and desire from the wingers as well to kind of get involved and kind of getting on the ball as much as they can, especially when you're as kind of as talented as Parsons is.
It is a Sunday game, so the team won't be confirmed until tomorrow. But the expectation is that Sam Monaghan is going to come back into the side, that she is fit. She missed last week's game because of a head injury she suffered with her club and is likely to come into the second row alongside Darty Wall. They're going to be the co-captains, it seems, for this weekend. What does Sam Monaghan bring if she is fully fit?
Oh, well, I mean, she's a phenomenal player. They've nicknamed her Sam or Sonny Bill after, with all of her offloads and the rest. But she'll bring that bit of experience playing the Premiership, playing with Gloucester Harbury, last year's champions. She's playing with English internationals week in, week out. She's going to bring a bit of experience. She's going to bring an extra line out option. She's a strong girl as well, so like her carries, even in the scrum, adding that extra bit of weight, it's all going to be really, really important. And I think that little bit of leadership in the line out as well, I think we lost four out of our nine lineouts the last day, and it was an area of real concern for us over the last couple of seasons as well. So getting her in to kind of stabilise things, to hopefully put a bit of pressure on Italy and their lineout as well. Italy have a good lineout, they'll set up a good maul off of it, so I suppose having her there will hopefully counteract that. How they'll fit her in, I'm not exactly sure. Darty Wall and Hannah O'Connor were the partnership last week in the second row. Hannah was really good, another line out option in Hannah as well. I don't know, would they drop Dorothy to the bench? I'm not sure, maybe move her to the back row. I thought Hogan and Wafer were excellent the last day as well, two of our better players. So where they'll fit her in, I'm not exactly sure, but I suppose we'll find out tomorrow.
Italy beat Ireland last year 24-7 in Parma. They started last week with a 48-0 defeat to England, which is maybe along expected lines for that game. From what you saw of Italy in that match, and I don't know how much you can read because again their game plan is probably going to be very different for that game than it is going to be for playing Ireland on Sunday, are they primed to back up last year's performance?
Well, they're always a tough team to beat. They've had an unfortunate injury as well. Solari, the 13, herself and Rigoni are a really formidable centre partnership. They've played together for many years. I think they're both above 70 caps. She'll be a massive loss for them. So that might kind of feed into what they're planning on doing as well. But they play a really good kicking game. They vary things a lot. They like to, I think, 8 out of their starting 15 the last day are playing outside of Italy. They're playing in France and in England, so they like to vary their game plan. It's not just focusing on a kick and hoping for the best. They like to play a bit out of their 22, which can cause them a bit of bother every now and again. But I think if Ireland's defence plays with the intensity that we played with against France and puts them under massive pressure, then we could kind of get something out of putting them under that pressure in their 22, where they do kind of every now and again like to play out of. So I think getting that intensity again, matching it from the last day, will be really, really important. And I think they're capable of doing it, and they will do it.
It is hard to overstate how important this game is and the three home games against Italy, Wales and Scotland. If Ireland finish in the top three in the Six Nations, they qualify automatically for the 2025 Rugby World Cup. If they don't get one of those spaces, they have to go through the same qualification process that they didn't manage to get through last time. Wales and Scotland, we saw last week Scotland win in Wales. I think it was the first time ever Scotland had won in Wales, and they're in a decent run of form at the moment, Scotland. How winnable are these three? How realistic is it to think that Ireland should be able to win these three home games?
Yeah, Scotland, I think, are gone 7 from 7 or 8 from 8 now, which is really impressive because they were on the back of, a 12 in a row loss. It was a really good performance from Scotland as well. They're two really evenly matched teams, and I think, like, Ireland will have to play at their best against the two of them. But I think, aside from England and France, I think the four other teams on any given day, any of them could beat the other team. So having the home advantage, I think, will be really important for Ireland. I think there'll be a bit of confidence built from the last day. I think going in, hopefully doing well this weekend, hopefully getting a win, will set them up for the following two home matches. How realistic is it? I honestly think any of those four can beat each other on any given day. So, yeah, I mean, if we got two out of the three, I think we'd be going well. But I'd imagine in camp the talk is very much, let's aim for a win in the three home matches.
Mm. You mentioned a couple of times there when you said about the France game, you said, you know, we did concede 38 points. And there has been a sort of an air of positivity coming out of that game that, well, it could have been a lot worse. They beat the spread. We know what France can do if they get a run on a team. And as you say, they stuck with it right till the end and got a couple of late tries. But the fact that they did concede 38 points, are you maybe tempering the positivity a little bit more than some people who are watching it?
Oh, well, I mean, I suppose if you lose the game by 21 points and concede 38, you have to kind of have a, like, be realistic about things as well. France are a really good team. They have a huge amount of experience as well. They had a huge amount of handling errors. Again, France like to kind of jouer is what they always say. They like to play. They'll give the dodgy offload every now and again, and it wasn't paying off for them a lot of the time against Ireland. Now, that does come back to the intensity with which Ireland were pressuring them as well. But I think if some more of those passes had stuck, we would have been under a bit more pressure. I think the defence, like, it was really impressive, and I'm really impressed with the intensity that we're playing. I think with we were putting, I think, Nicole Fairley and Lauren Delaney under a huge amount of pressure. They were the only two dropping back. When we were playing a kicking game, France or any team will inevitably look to kick back. And I think Nicole and Lauren were under a huge amount of pressure back there on their own. I think in the second half, we did shore that up a bit. But I think getting one of your wingers to drop back will just help that a little bit more, especially against a team like Italy, where they will look to kick as well. But I'm sure these discussions are happening. I'm sure, like, Danaher seems to have a really intelligent man, and he seems to have brought a lot to the squad in the last 6 weeks. So, I mean, they'll figure it out. I'm just watching in from the outside, of course, but I would imagine they'll kind of alter that back setup, because we were under an awful lot of pressure. And a couple of the tries, the Menage, the winger's try, was Wafer coming out of her pillar position. The Maul at the very, very start of the games, Bourdon Sansu going in again, was just a lack of communication. Those things can be easily resolved, but they seem to be buying into the structure that Danaher has set up. And it'll take time, of course, to get everything like 80-90% right. But it was a really positive start. And I suppose that's where the positive air is coming from.
Is your positivity going to continue into a prediction?
I think Ireland will win. I think getting Monaghan back in, it'll be interesting to see the starting lineup tomorrow. I'm sure the majority of the team will stay the same. I'm not sure if they'll bring O'Brien in to start at 10. I'm not sure if they'll start Dealey at winger to add that extra kicking option. There's a huge amount of pressure on the 10s, both Fairley and O'Brien the last day. They were the only kicker in the back line. So getting Dealey in as an extra kicking option, I think, could work well. It might leave it a little bit less exposed as well on the edge. But I think hopefully a nice day, hopefully a good crowd there, and all of these things will feed into what will hopefully be a win.
All right, great stuff, Jeanette. Thanks a lot for that.